Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000, or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Hey everyone, Mikkel here. Okay, before we get into today's episode, I want to get some feedback from you, the listener. We are looking at ways that we can take the podcast in new directions, new guests that we want to have on the show, new ideas we want to share with you. So we have a lot of threads going for this at Expat Money Forum, our private Facebook group. If you go to expatmoneyforum.com, you can join the conversation. I want to hear feedback from you guys. What topics have we not covered that you want to hear more of? Do you want to hear more stories from successful expats who have moved offshore? Do you want to hear more business-related stuff, more finance-related stuff? Are you more interested in immigration and visas and passports? Is it the investments or real estate? I want to know what you are interested in. This show is not about me. It is about you guys. It is about all of my amazing listeners and trying to help inspire you and get you the best up-to-date knowledge every single Wednesday when I publish this show. So join the conversation at Expat Money Forum. Let me know what you think, what you want to hear more about, how I can best serve you. It's really important to me to make this show the absolute best in our space. And I think we're off to a really good start. Podcast has been going for over 4 years now, which is just hard to believe. It seems like just yesterday I started it, and the feedback has been amazing. But there's always room to improve. There's always things we can do better. So share your knowledge, share your expertise, share what you want to hear, share your wants, your desires, your needs, your goals, everything with us at Expat Money Forum. I really appreciate it and enjoy today's episode.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Expat Money Show. My name is Mikkel Thorup and today's guest is a search engine optimization, SEO expert. He wrote the best-selling book, The Art of SEO, Google Power Search, and Social E-Commerce. He hosts the Optimize Geek podcast and the Marketing Speak podcast, as well as spoken at hundreds of stages about SEO and other online marketing topics. We are very fortunate to have with us a titan in the SEO world. Please welcome to the show, Stefan Spencer. Stefan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Mikkel.
So happy to have you on the show. Stefan, why don't you take a couple of minutes and kind of talk to us about your backstory, how you got involved in SEO, and where you are now?
So I started while I was studying for a PhD in biochemistry, and I built a couple of websites on the side just for fun. And this was in 1995 or 94, actually, when I was doing this as a PhD student. And I realized, wow, there's a lot of money here. So I could drop out of the PhD and start a business. And that's what I did. I started an agency. And then in 1999, got this crazy idea that, hey, I could live anywhere, really, because I'm doing this internet thing. So I applied for residency in New Zealand and got in. Hadn't ever been there before, but decided to apply for residency and then spent almost 8 years over there. Came back to the States in order to sell the business, which was still a US-based business, but had a team across three different countries. And did that successfully, sold it in 2010. So I've been doing SEO that whole time and still do it. I just have a real passion for it. And so I do consulting for companies like Volvo and done SEO for Chanel. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So where were you based out of New Zealand?
First, I was based in the North Shore of Auckland, up in the Hibiscus Coast. And then 4 years in, I moved to Christchurch on the South Island. So that was a whole other experience, which was even more spectacular and awesome. So I got a great view of most of New Zealand, even Stewart Island. I'd been there too. So I think I've seen more of New Zealand than most New Zealanders, actually.
That's awesome. I want to say back in 2006, it was, I lived in New Zealand, but I was in Paihia. So I was in the North Island in the Bay of Islands. And then I was in Wellington for a couple of months. And then I was in Queenstown. So we were kind of in the same country, but all different cities.
Yep. Those are all great places. I love the Bay of Islands. I would go on vacation there every so often. And let's see, where else? Queenstown, oh, that's amazing. Great skiing there too. And also there's a lesser known area kind of near Queenstown called Glenorchy, and they did a lot of shooting for the Lord of the Rings there. That's really beautiful as well. There's some hidden gems like Rob Roy Glacier just outside of Queenstown that hardly anybody knows about except the locals, and you have to hike through or tramp through a couple miles of bush to get there. It's really off the beaten track, really, really amazing place.
Yeah, I loved it there. I loved my time there. And where are you based out of now, Stefan?
Right now, I am in Tel Aviv, Israel, and I'm here for 5 months. My wife is Israeli. And, you know, it's the internet industry, so you can do this stuff from anywhere. So I'm like, well, why don't we go and spend 5 or 6 months over in Israel so you can spend a lot of time with your mom and sister? And she was so surprised and excited about that. She hadn't spent anywhere near that amount of time back in Israel since she moved from Israel 18 years ago. So it's pretty incredible to have that kind of time and location freedom to live anywhere.
Yeah, right now, because I'm based out of Abu Dhabi, I'm not allowed to visit Israel. But as soon as I do leave the UAE permanently and get rid of my house and everything, I definitely want to come over to Tel Aviv and see you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's just such a beautiful, inviting, kind of connected part of the world, so rooted in history and in spirituality. It's just so cool.
That's awesome. So, Stefan, what are you working on now with your business? What is your focus?
Yeah, so I'm consulting, and that's kind of my bread and butter, but I'm also building an information marketing business as well, because I believe in scale, and that's one thing that really led me to being able to sell my first business, the agency Net Concepts. Was it was an agency, which, yeah, that is a solid business, but it's not that exciting to potential acquirers or investors, not like a software as a service based business. So I invented a software as a service for SEO back in 2003, and that ended up generating more revenue for us than the consulting and agency work. And we charged on a pay-for-performance basis, so cost per click. And when clients looked at, well, we could spend all this money on AdWords, on Google AdWords, pay-per-click, or we could spend it on SEO, and we'd spend only 15 cents a click over here with Net Concepts, or we'd spend maybe 50 cents or 80 cents a click on average with AdWords, let's just buy as much traffic from Stefan as we can. And so we had clients spending upwards of like seven figures a year on this technology. And this was unheard of in comparison to the agency world, where you'd get maybe $10,000, $15,000 a month for a retainer. But we could get all this pay for performance revenue. So now what I'm doing, because that technology went with the acquiring company, and then they've been acquired by a huge multi-billion dollar conglomerate. So my technology is very far away from me. I'm not going to be able to utilize that. So I'm doing some new things. And one of the things I'm doing is creating online courses on SEO and various aspects of online marketing, creating a membership site. I already have the membership site. I have 6 online courses now. So it's early days, but I'm building a really nice foundation that's scalable. And then I'll also add group coaching to that. And I have one-on-one coaching right now, but I'll add group coaching because that's more scalable, and mastermind as well. And I'll start doing some of my own 3-day seminars. I'm a big seminar junkie, so I really love seminars, and I love inspiring people and teaching them how to be very successful with their online business. So that's what I'm going to do in a more scalable fashion than just one-on-one consulting.
That's super exciting. I remember when I was doing my research on you, I saw that you've spoken on literally like hundreds of stages around the world. You spoke at Tony Robbins' event for business mastery and all kinds of stages around the world. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So actually, Tony Robbins, I first got to know him I first joined the Platinum Partnership in 2010, which is his ultra elite kind of mastermind program. And you get to go on these very exclusive, amazing trips. And first trip I went on in 2010 was to Israel and Egypt. And it was incredible. And we got some FaceTime with Tony. It was only a couple hundred people in that group, 150 or so at the time. And so we actually got to know Tony, and he got to know us, not one-on-one, but as close as you could possibly get with Tony, I think. And he got to know about my SEO skills, and so he invited me to speak on his stage at Business Mastery that next year. So that was pretty amazing, and you know, a huge crowd and very lucrative from a business standpoint, but the intangibles in terms of that network and hanging out with Tony and the people who are also aspiring to be their best selves and are focused on growth and contribution, it's just been life-changing. Like, I'm literally unrecognizable from the guy I was before Tony. But then I'm also into lots of other seminars. Like I said, I'm a seminar junkie. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm big into it. And I go to hundreds of seminars. I've been to hundreds of seminars in the last 5, 6, 7 years. It's kind of lose count. Maybe 3, 4, even 5 seminars a month. And then I speak at a lot of these too. So it's a lot of time on the road for sure.
Absolutely. That's really interesting about the Platinum Partners, because I went to UPW, to Tony Robbins' event in San Jose a couple months ago. And my wife and I, we got the Diamond Premier ticket. So we were right down on the ground floor, a couple feet away from Tony. And then afterwards, we watched the presentation about Platinum Partners. And it's, for the listeners who don't know, Platinum Partners is somewhere around 100,000 US a year to be a member. And we're watching the presentation, and I have this paradigm shift, because when I had attended at first, I expected a lot of the Platinum Partners to be men and women who were, say, in their 50s and 60s. And then I see some guys up there on stage and speaking, and they're 20, 23 years old, 28 years old. What a paradigm shift for me. So my wife says to me, next year, you're doing this. And I was like, really? She's like, yes, next year, you're going to be Platinum Partner. It's like, all right, fine. So we're putting away the 100K right now for that. So that's really exciting that you had a chance to go through Platinum Partnership and what you got out of it.
Oh, it was incredible. I did it for 3 years, which is a pretty long stint. And it's way more than 100K, because if you add in all each of the trip charges, which are $10,000 to $15,000 each, plus the travel to get there, plus probably you're going to stick around for at least 2 or 3 days afterwards or before, it's probably more like 150K, yeah, all in.
Excellent.
So it's a commitment. It's a commitment.
It's a commitment, but I think what you get out of it, or I would assume what you're going to get out of it, is going to be so monumental that it's worth every penny.
It's life-changing. It really is. I mean, I calculated the revenue I got from direct client work by speaking on Tony's stages and all that came about because of being in Platinum Partnership. And just that was probably 2x, yeah, easily 2x what I invested in Tony. So that paid off right there, plus all the intangibles of being just a better person and having an incredible network. Some of my best friends are Platinum Partners. I haven't been a Platinum for 4 years now. It was 2013 when I was last a Platinum Partner. And you're basically a plat for life. You're part of a Facebook group that you're in there for life. And you have an incredible network that doesn't go away. It's really cool. I also met my wife through being a Platinum Partner. She wasn't a plat, but she attended A Date with Destiny, and a mutual friend of ours who was a plat introduced us. And a great story there where I actually proposed to her 9 days after we met.
I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Talk about life-changing. You're right. My goodness.
Yeah. It's just, it's been such a gift. She's the most amazing gift. And having a spiritual awakening in India that came about because of Platinum Partnership, the trip in 2012, I got touched by a oneness monk on one of the Platinum trips. And I had this spiritual experience where I was agnostic before that my whole life. And then I felt this deep connectedness to the divine. And I went outside afterwards. Everything looked just so vibrant. I hadn't seen a greener green of the grass any time in my life. It was like a cartoon, like Technicolor. And I just, the monks there said that God is an experience, not a belief. And that really sunk in. I mean, I got it. It sounds great. That's a great bumper sticker. But when you experience what that means, it's life-changing. So then I went on this huge spiritual journey. I went back to India a few months later with my then-to-be wife. We went to Oneness University near Chennai and had an amazing time. And she had an out-of-body experience there during one of the meditations. And it was just, it's opened so many doors to have that kind of access to things outside of your normal sphere. Tony is an incredible curator of incredible stuff, and oneness being one of them. Just, yeah, it's been an incredible journey.
That's unbelievable. That is just amazing. I have heard of Oneness University before. I think it was actually on a Tim Ferriss show. I was listening to one of his guests talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. I've actually had Tim Ferriss on my podcast, on the Optimized Geek. Yeah, he's a really cool guy. And I just had a oneness monk, one of the ones that I met on that Platinum trip, and who was at the Oneness University campus when we went back a few months later. Doug G. Douglas was a Westerner monk who had been there for 10 years. He just recently came back to the West. So I interviewed him on a podcast last week. And what an incredible episode that was.
Oh, I bet. I'm going to have to check that out. I was looking at some of your guests that you've had on the show. You've had Dan Kennedy. You've had Jay Abraham. Like, some of the people that I've seen you have conversations with are my mentors. These are the people that I follow and look up to. So that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what you can accomplish if you just set your mind to it and you just believe that it's a foregone conclusion that you're going to get these amazing people on your show. So I have two shows, Marketing Speak and The Optimized Geek. And Marketing Speak, that's where I'll have these amazing marketers, like you said, Dan Kennedy and Jay Abraham. And I'm really passionate about that. I'm really a passionate marketer. I'm even more passionate about personal development and up-leveling your life and your soul and everything. And so that's where the Optimized Geek podcast comes in. And I've interviewed, like I said, the oneness monk, Doug, interviewed Kabbalah teachers. I've interviewed Byron Katie, who I've been a huge fan of for many, many years. Tony teaches a lot of her work, the four questions, the turnaround and all that. That was quite an amazing episode. I've had Dave Asprey on. So if you're into biohacking, I'm big into biohacking, optimizing your biology.
I know Anthony DiClemente is the one that I always try to listen to when he talks about biohacking. Such an interesting topic and so radically different than anything I ever thought about, say, 12 months ago or 18 months ago.
Yeah, you can really optimize your biology just with some certain supplements, and you can do quantified self sort of tracking. Like I'm wearing an Oura ring right now, which O-U-R-A, which tracks my heart rate and my sleep and activity levels. I don't have to wear a big bulky thing around my wrist. It's just a ring on my finger. I've optimized my neurology by going through Dave Asprey's 40 Years of Zen program, which is neurofeedback for a full week. It's like 40 years of being on a mountaintop doing Zen meditation, all condensed into 1 week. Did that in January. I did stem cell therapy also in January. It's like the full Monty. Everything that Dave did, I wanted to do, like stem cells in my brain. So they lowered the blood-brain barrier when they did the IV of the stem cells. And I got what's called the P shot, which is stem cells injected somewhere that only men have. My wife got the O shot, which is the female version, because we heard Dave at the Bulletproof Conference, which is his conference, and his wife on stage talking about the benefits of stem cell therapy, and they included some discussion about the P shot and the O shot as well. And I'm like, yeah, why not? If we're going to get stem cells
that's wild.
Harvested and banked and reinjected, why not? Let's just do the full program. And so that was painful, but well worth it. And now we have stem cells banked in Florida in case, who knows, you know, it's kind of like an insurance policy, kind of like a time capsule as well. So I can go back in time and use my stem cells from my age now, if I'm 80 years old and I need stem cells for some reason. So that alone, I think, is well worth it. Two of my daughters have done the stem cell procedure too and gotten stem cells banked. So just got one more daughter to convince.
In one of my mastermind groups, I go to Chicago 4 times a year for a big mastermind event. And one of the guys in there, he is not selling stem cells, but helping doctors to basically fill their funnel with clients who want to come in and get stem cells. And he was explaining some of the technology, I guess you could say. And it is wild what this stuff is going to be able to do for humanity.
Yeah. And if you just Google for stem cell before and after, and you see the radical transformations of these people, it looks like they had facelifts, but they didn't. They just had stem cells and microneedle injections in their face. And by the way, that was part of the procedure too. We did, my wife and I both did our face, our neck, and scalp. So you can grow more hair. Like, I'm thinning a little bit on the crown, and hopefully, knock on wood, in a year's time, I'll be able to see there's more hair there. It takes a little bit of time for that to really show up, but that's what I'm hoping for. And it also helps keep you young, just generally. And if you had any kind of potential health issues that you didn't know about, maybe some cancer somewhere in your body, a lot of times the stem cells can clean that up and you didn't even know you just dodged a bullet.
Yeah, wow. That's something I definitely didn't know about. I need to do some more research on this. I need to do some more reading myself, because my knowledge about stem cells is very little at this point. But I think because it is a pretty breakthrough technology that's just up and coming, say, in the last 5 years or so, I'm probably not alone in not knowing too much about it.
Yeah, well, I was clueless about it. And I had almost a PhD. I had a master's in biochemistry. And I didn't know anything about what was possible with stem cells 2 years ago. And then I went to my first Bulletproof conference, the Bulletproof Biohacking Conference that Dave Asprey runs. And then they had this whole track on stem cells. I went to pretty much every session on that track. And I met Dave Asprey's stem cell doc, Harry Adelson. And he was incredible. And that's who we went to in Park City, Utah, to have our procedure done. He then keynoted at the next year's biohacking conference. And so by that time, we pretty much decided, my wife and I, that we're going to go to him and get our stem cells harvested and reinjected and banked and all that. So
that's crazy. It's an amazing world we live in. Like, seriously,
it
the
is.
Technology and the things that are happening is just so exciting. I love it.
Yeah. And you do have to be a little bit kind of, I don't know, bit of a risk taker. Like, I was a risk taker from day one, pretty much, to be able to pick up and move halfway around the world with my family. I had my daughters and a stepdaughter and my wife at the time. I convinced them all that, hey, let's move halfway around the world and live in New Zealand, what you've never been to. And they were game for that. But it was a big risk. I figure it's a coin toss whether the business will survive this or not, because I tried to sell the U.S.-based business before moving, and nope, nobody wanted it. It was too much me, which, you know, that was a mistake that a lot of entrepreneurs make, is they make themselves indispensable to the business. And so it's not really a business, you're self-employed. So I learned a valuable lesson from that, of course, but then we did it. We took the risk, and you got to be willing to take risks, and not just in business, but in life and with your biology too. If you want to significantly extend your lifespan, if you want to add more years to your life and life to your years, you got to be willing to take some pain and do some kind of alternative procedures, really.
Well, that's right, because a lot of science is showing that humans, we don't need to die at 70, 80 years old now. A lot of humans are living a lot longer, and really with the technology, they're saying that humans should be able to live 120, 130 years, and it's going to continue to get further and further. So also these people who think that, you know, 55 years old or 60 years old is retirement, and then life ends from there, and everything goes downhill. It's not really the case at all. In a lot of instances, you might have another 40 years, another 50 years. So really, you need to look financially. You need to look at your health. You need to look at your well-being, your wellness, and plan for those types of things in advance.
Yeah. So there's this thing called longevity escape velocity that Peter Diamandis talks about, where very shortly we will get to a point where for every year we live, we'll add an extra year to our lifespan because of the advances in technology. So that's pretty exciting. We're very close to that escape velocity right now. I think it's within the next 5 years or something like that. And yeah, I just aim higher, you'll do better. I learned that very early on in my business when I went to a Caris negotiating seminar. It goes for not just negotiating, it goes for every aspect of your life. Aim higher, you'll do better. If you believe that you could live to 180, for example, one of my guests, it was a biohacking episode. He surprised me by saying, yeah, I am intent to live to 180. And so aim higher, you do better. So it doesn't have to be 110 or 120. Why not 180?
And I think that goes for all aspects in life. You know, if you expect more from yourself, I believe that you will perform better.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll just take a quick break.
We're just going to pause for a second on the interview because I want to tell you about this special resource that I have for you. It's called 19 International Strategies to Grow and Protect Your Wealth Abroad. It is a PDF downloadable report, and you're going to find it at expatmoneyshow.com. Okay, why do I want to tell you about this? Well, it is an amazing resource for anyone out there who is looking to go offshore, to become an expat hopefuls, if you're looking at immigration or Plan B residencies or any of these types of things that we talk about on the show. This really condenses the information into really easy to understand. And then from there, it gives you all the resources, links to the additional resources or who you can work with, the professionals involved in this. So I've had some amazing feedback on this, and I want to give it to you free, 100% free. All you need to do is go to expatmoneyshow.com, and at the very top of the page, you will see the special report. You can sign up. There's no credit card needed. There's no nothing like that. I just want you to have this resource because I think it's really important, and I think it's going to really serve you well. So enjoy. Go to expatmoneyshow.com, download your free special report, and let's jump back into today's interview.
I'd love to talk to you a little bit about failure. We were talking a bit about risk. I would like to talk to you about failure. Can you think of any of those times where you just fell on your face, you thought something was going to work out, and it just absolutely failed? And then if you can, if you learned anything from that.
Oh, well, of course I have lots of failures. Failure is just a step towards success. I mean, if you're terrified of failure, you're terrified to live. So I learned a lot from, you learn from your failures much more than you learn from your successes. You just get kind of hubris from your successes if you're not careful. So one off the top of my head that comes to mind is early on in my business, like in the first 3 years, I ended up in a lawsuit because I had fired an employee. It was a work at will state in the state of Wisconsin. And so he didn't have a case, but he could still, you know, make a lot of trouble for me by filing lawsuits, and we have to go through depositions and all that sort of stuff. So that was a failure on my part, one where I could have used progressive discipline and been more, I don't know, just more kind in the way that I dismissed him. I was angry at him for talking about me behind my back to other staff, and it was not stuff I wanted to hear. It was not nice. And it hurt me. So I kind of lashed out by just marching him off the premises without giving him hardly any opportunity to explain himself or apologize or anything like that. And so he filed a lawsuit. It ended up being a gift because through that quote-unquote failure, I learned, for example, to be a better boss, use progressive discipline with people, give them opportunities, first of all, through a verbal warning, and then through a written warning. And then if they don't shape up, then to terminate their employment. I also learned how to read contracts much more carefully because that was a big kind of cornerstone of the lawsuit was what was it in the employment contract that was promised and either delivered or not delivered, and whether that could trump the work at will status of within the state of Wisconsin. So I'm a much smarter business person in terms of legal contracts. I will never sign a contract without fully reading it. And that's pretty rare, I'd say. People just sign these NDAs and things. You better read them because it may not be an NDA. It may be a non-compete. They sneak that in there. And I've had stuff snuck into contracts like work for hire clauses. Like, no, I'm a consultant and I'm not going to assign all my IP to you, all my intellectual property. So there's so much stuff that you could mistakenly sign if you're not careful.
Well, and I think that is a mistake that a lot of people make on both fronts, not just the emotional side of letting their feelings get the best of them in a heated moment, but then also going into taking your time with things, like talking about the contractual law. I have signed things in the past, and I know, you know, a lot of us make these types of jokes as we're signing things. It's like, okay, so now you own my house, now you own my car, you know, like kind of in jest, but it's true. Like if you're not reading your contracts, you really don't know what it is that might come back and bite you in the ass.
Yeah, that's very true. And every failure or traumatic event has a gift in it as well from a spiritual perspective. It's just, you know, as my wife says, it might be that the bow's on the bottom. You didn't recognize that it's a gift. So for me, this was a huge gift to have that lawsuit because not just for what I gained in terms of savviness about legal contracts and being smarter with making those kinds of decisions, whether to sign contracts or not, and being a better employer, but also I had this incredible spiritual experience that happened shortly after that awakening experience in India on that Platinum Partner trip in 2012. It was early 2013, right before my trip to India for the second time for Oneness University. I was at a Donnie Epstein event, and Donnie is a good friend of Tony's. He's an energy healer. He's the creator of something called Network Chiropractic. He's an incredible guy, and he's like a wizard. I'm going to have him on my show for sure. He's already committed to it. So I was getting this energy healing. I was on the chiropractic table, and I'm laying down, facing down on this chiropractic table. And then I was blissed out. I was just so in another world. People, other attendees and stuff come and pick you up and lay you on the carpet because you're out of it. You're in a different world. I was laying on the carpet and I had this inspiration that I could give a divine download that I could give a Diksha, this oneness blessing, without even touching the person's head, which is, I had learned on this Platinum trip in India to not only receive a blessing, but also give one. But I didn't know that you could do it without touching the person. They could be in a different part of the world. And I started blessing all these people and while I'm just kind of in this other realm on the floor there for I don't know how long. And one of the people that came to mind was that guy that sued me 15 years earlier. And I had not had any contact with him. I hadn't heard his name for 15 years. And it turned out we lived in the same city for a number of those years, not when I was in New Zealand, but when I was in Madison, Wisconsin. I had no idea. And 4 days after I pray for him, after I give him a oneness blessing remotely while I'm laying on the carpet, he calls me out of the blue on my cell phone.
Wow.
To apologize and told me that, you know, I'm a business owner now and I get what it was like for you and I'm really sorry. I said, you don't even have to apologize because it was a gift for me. I had, you know, and I just went through what the benefits were for me. And we had this really beautiful healing conversation. I gave him a lot of healing just by telling him that I had prayed for him 4 days ago, and that, you know, it was pretty incredible. And then we ended up meeting a few months later in person, had dinner. I gave him a Tony Robbins DVD on relationships, and he was having some relationship issues at the time. And it was just beautiful. And then I randomly see him at a PetSmart 3 months after that. I was with one of my daughters and he was with his girlfriend. Pretty crazy.
That is crazy. So you hadn't seen him for how many years?
15. 15 years.
And then four days afterwards.
Yeah, 4 days. It was the most bizarre thing. He didn't want to introduce himself when he called. He says, you probably don't want to talk to me. And I'm like, who is this? Thinking to myself. And he's like, well, you know, this is, and he tells me his name. And I'm like, oh my God, I just prayed for you. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
So we are all connected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That makes sense. For me, I'm not a religious person by any stretch. I think that organized religion is responsible for so much crime and pain in the world. But being spiritual and understanding that humans are connected is totally different than religion. And I lived in a meditation center in Guatemala for 4 months and sat on a rock every day and meditated for 8 hours a day and was probably more at peace and more at home than anywhere else I've ever been on the planet. So it's really interesting to hear you talk about these things.
I can relate to what you're saying, that I was not a fan of organized religion myself because I was raised by a Jehovah's Witness and a Catholic. That'll really mess you up. talk about polar opposites. They didn't even sleep. These are my grandparents. They didn't even sleep in the same bedroom. It was just so weird. And I'm like, yeah, all this religion stuff, I'm not buying any of it. So I was agnostic my whole adult life and childhood, and until that Tony Robbins trip to India. Yeah.
Tony Robbins has a massive effect on so many people around the world. It really is incredible.
You know, it's not just Tony. I think he's more of just a conduit for just a higher consciousness. So he's bringing in all these amazing people or teaching their content, and it's just a shortcut to getting to those people rather than finding them all yourself. People like Alison Armstrong and Byron Katie, and from a marketing perspective, Jay Abraham, and from a business perspective, Keith Cunningham. And just, he brings all these incredible, incredible people right to you. He's like one of the best curators of awesome content in the world, I think.
No, I definitely agree with that. And it's interesting too, because he's able to bridge the gap between so many things. And like, usually if you listen to someone speak, they'll talk just about marketing or just about sales or just about business or just about spirituality or just about health or just about fitness. Somehow he's able to connect all the dots, make you understand that they are all connected. And once you have all these fundamentals correct, how far you can go in this world is just amazing. It's really like, I don't know how to put it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this is a concept I learned from Kabbalah. That's another thing I've been studying in the last few years, which I'm really in love with. There's this concept where if you think of a prism, and there's the white light that goes into the prism, and then on the other side comes out all the different colors, people tend to chase after the colors in the forms of things like finances, business, career, health, family, relationship. But when they grasp for one color, a lot of the other colors slip through their fingers. So they're great at their health, but their business is failing, or they're great at their business, but their relationship is failing, or their health is failing, or it's just a ticking time bomb because they're neglecting it. So if you instead chase after the white light, which is the light of the creator or your higher power, however you want to, you know, refer to it, the universe, and stop chasing after just one of the colors or just a few of them, you get all of them. And so that's what I've found in the last few years. Just chase after the white light, make a difference for people in the world. Like, live your higher purpose, your be your best self. and all the incredible blessings, all the abundance, and all those areas will come to you. I mean, you it's not a free pass to just not put in the effort. It's like you still got to go to the gym. You still have to, you know, build your business and go to conferences and meet people and do the hard yards. But it doesn't have to be such agony to get through to make the breakthroughs. It can be just incredibly easy, and like life is happening for you and not to you. You get into the vortex, as Abraham Hicks says. So, yeah.
So what has your family's reaction been when you've made these types of transformations and the things that you've learned over, say, the last 5 years or 8 years?
Well, they're pretty astounded by it. My kids are very happy for me and very happy to be like experiencing the new version of me. It's not like I'm born again or something. It's just I'm a better version of myself than I was. I'm more thoughtful. I'm more loving. I'm more considerate. I'm more compassionate, but wiser and more forward thinking and less reactive, more proactive. And so they really, really appreciate that. And the best way that you can teach your kids or a loved one how to do something or how to be something is to model it rather than try and drag them to an event. Like I kind of dragged, I talked my kids into going to UPW, Unleash the Power Within. And so they did the fire walk and the 2000 degree hot coals and everything and got 4 full days of Tony Robbins and his team. And it didn't stick. I mean, a little bit stuck, but not nearly as much as I thought it would, because there's an expression that goes, when you pay attention. So I paid to be at UPW when I went in 2009 and did the fire walk and huge transformation and all that for me. But I was invested. My kids weren't invested. They did the fire walk and they enjoyed it and everything, but then it didn't stick. And then other family members like Tony Robbins, you know, he's an infomercial guy. Oh, you can't trust him. And so they kind of soured on him, even though they got benefit out of it. And then I realized after I tried to drag them to Date with Destiny, which is Tony's best event. And only one of them went, my oldest, and she got benefit from it. But then a lot of it kind of just didn't stick again. So now I realize I can just let that go. I don't have to have an attachment to them going to, whether it's Tony Robbins or Dr. John DeMartini, fan of his as well. I had him on my podcast and been to his events. One of my daughters went and she skipped out on the last few days. It was like a 3-day event and she only went to the first day and didn't come back for day 2 or 3. And I'm like, what? Again, I paid for it. So she wasn't invested in it. She didn't value it in the same way. And also, it wasn't necessarily for her. She wasn't sold on it. I was. So I just show up as my best self, and then they model that behavior. When you change, everybody changes. The field around you changes. Instead of trying to change another person, that doesn't work. So
it's a topic that I often come back to in my own personal life, because you know, I spend a lot of money on going to conferences similar to you. I spend a lot of money on training and on books and a lot of my time and energy. And it's very easy to say, okay, it's an investment in myself. But what I also try to think about, and I'd like to hear your opinion, but I spend, say that, I think 2018, I'll spend about $50,000 on all the travel and the courses and the mastermind groups and things like that. And it's not just that $50,000 worth that I'm getting myself, but it's how I behave when I'm with my family afterwards, for the years, for the months, or for the years afterwards, and the effect that that can have on my community and my family. So it's not really just investing in myself. It's actually investing in everybody who spends time with me, because like you just said, I show up better now.
Yeah, and you'll have a lasting impact, a lasting legacy, because you're a better human. I think it was Wayne Dyer who said that we're not human beings having a spiritual existence. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful. It's a very beautiful quote.
And I believe that. And if we just show up as a higher version, like we vibrate at a higher frequency, we're not just changing the people around us. We're changing the entire consciousness of the planet, of humanity. And like, for example, one of the things that happened because I was a platinum partner is I went to on a trip to South Africa, Zambia, and Botswana. And that trip, one day was contribution day. We went to a school in rural Zambia and helped rebuild desks and paint classrooms and put doors on classrooms, all sorts of stuff like that. And 2 weeks later, not even 2 weeks later, some coincidence, quote unquote, you know, there are no coincidences. I meet a guy at a secret society intensive. I was a part of this Neil Strauss secret society.
Ah, the society. Yeah. Interesting. I'd love to hear about that afterwards, because I was actually about to join that as well. Maybe 4 months ago, I was on the phone with them.
Okay. Yeah. I recommend it for sure. So I was at this intensive meeting a guy, very cool guy, who happened to have a nonprofit in Zambia that was all about building and operating schools in rural Zambia. How, like, out of the ordinary is that? I was just in Zambia. And so I'm like, wow, this is the universe telling me something. So I donated a school, which is actually not that expensive. It's $20,000 to $23,000 to build and operate a school for an entire year. So I donated the full amount to do that. And I ended up later on joining their board. It's called the Impact Network. They're doing amazing things. They have dozens of schools now. At the time, they had only 9 schools, and I had just donated the 10th school. Yeah, I got this beautiful little video. A few months later, or 6 months later, all the children in that school were singing me a song to thank me for funding that school. So that would have never happened if I wasn't into being a better human and learning and upskilling and joining these masterminds, including the Tony Robbins one. Those children wouldn't be learning right now. They wouldn't, like, some of them might be in college right now, and they wouldn't have been, because I made the choices that I made. We don't know that ripple effect that we have on people halfway around the world. So it's very important, not just for our loved ones, but for all of humanity, that we make the right choices and become the very best possible version of ourselves.
Well, and I think it's interesting as well, because a lot of people seem to believe that earning, you know, high six figures or earning 7 figures a year, it's somehow it's greedy. And it's, well, it's not greedy. It's also dependent on what you're doing with the money. And if you're helping to build schools in Zambia, like, that is a very good use of the money. And what you're able to do with those types of fund, with the philanthropy that you're able to contribute to and the people that you're able to affect, I don't see there is any reason that you should keep yourself small and not be earning big money for any reason.
Absolutely. In fact, money's just energy. Money's a tool, but it's energy. If you don't have access to energy, then, you know, without energy, you die. We are energy. And if you think about money as energy, then you're able to tap into that energy and be more of yourself. If you're a generous, altruistic, loving, kind, compassionate human, then you'll be able to be more of that with more money. If you're stingy and selfish and unfriendly and negative and whatever, right? Then you'll be more of that with lots of money. So I'm a big fan of making lots of money, because it gives you access to do things that, if you're in coming from the right place, to have a huge impact.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. So let me hear a little bit about the Neil Strauss, about the society, if you are allowed to talk about it, because I know they are a little bit secretive.
Yeah, it's a secret society, quote unquote, but they have a website, and it's like, okay, it's not that secret. It's very, very cool. I ended up joining in 2011. I had just, again, kind of randomly, didn't seem like there was a coincidence, or it seemed like a coincidence, but I'm telling you, there are no coincidences. I went to a Tim Ferriss event called Opening the Kimono. I met Neil Strauss there. This was in 2010. Neil and I hit it off. I showed him my before photo. Oh, that's another thing too, is you should look at the Optimized Geek website and look in my about page. I don't know if you saw the before photo of me. So you got to go to optimizedgeek.com and then go to the about page. Listeners, you got to go see that because I look probably 20 years older than I do now, and that was a decade old photo. It's like Benjamin Button. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
So yeah, you'll get a kick out of that. I showed that to Neil after I met him. I said, hey, you know, I have two people really to thank most of all, Tony Robbins being one of them, but you, Neil, are also one of those two people. And I showed him my before photo and I told him how I'd watched the Annihilation Method training videos that he had and read his book, The Game and everything, and what an impact that had on my life. And yeah, he gave me a cell phone number and we hit it off. Well, fast forward a few months later, I'm at a conference. I was two conferences taking place at once. One was one where I was speaking, Blog World Expo, but then in the same hall at the same location at the LA Convention Center was UPW. So I was splitting my time between those two events. I wasn't going to do the firewalk again, but you know, attending some of the content again at this Tony Robbins event. And I go to a book launch party also in the area related to Blog World Expo, and it was at the Standard Hotel. Some like bouncer, an elevator bouncer, just happens to tell me as I'm waiting for the elevator, do you know Neil Strauss? It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, actually, I do. I just met him a few months ago. Why do you ask? It's like, well, he was just in the elevator a few minutes ago. He's doing a workshop this weekend here. Like, no way. Well, I'm going to text him right now and tell him I'm here. And he texted back and he said, you should come up in the morning and say hi and come into the room. That was the second ever society intensive.
Uh-huh.
So I come in and he's like, yeah, come and hang out and just sit in the back. And during one of the breaks, he's like, would you like to get up and talk and just share your story of transformation and a little bit about SEO and how to get, you know, how to dominate in Google, because that's your thing. And I'm like, of course, I'd be happy to do that. So I didn't have a prepared presentation or anything. And I spent half hour talking to the attendees, to the society members, and I ended up staying the whole rest of the weekend. I skipped out on the rest of UPW and Blog World Expo and sat in through the rest of the intensive, and all the guys were just so cool. And they're like, you got to join. And so I ended up joining. I've been a member ever since.
You've been a member since what year? Since 2011?
Yeah.
Wow. That's intense. You must have gone on some amazing trips with them, because I know that they do some really interesting things all over the planet.
Crazy stuff. So for example, my favorite intensive was one where we learned how to escape kidnappers, how to break out of zip ties, how to pick handcuff locks, how to start a car with jiggler keys. And the last day after we learned, got all this training, the last day we were hooded, tased. Thankfully, I wasn't tased, but the guys next to me were. And we were in the back of a windowless white van, you know, a serial killer van, quote unquote. We were being taken to an unknown part of the city. We didn't know, but we had no ID or cash on us, credit cards, anything. We had to escape from the van out of the handcuffs and just follow these clues to different parts of the city and do all this stuff without any money or anything. So we had to use social engineering and talk our way into getting free rides and even free cash and stuff. I'd never asked for money before in my whole life until that intensive. It was very empowering, actually. People
Wow.
are very generous.
Wow.
I had no idea. And so, I mean, I knew people were generous, but I had no idea how easy it was to ask for money and get it. You know, if you don't look like you need it, people are happy to give it to you. It's a strange thing. Anyway, so at the end of it, we were all competing with each other. We were teams of three. And so my team of three won the competition. We followed all the clues, evaded the bounty hunters. We did get caught once by the bounty hunters, but then we escaped again. And yeah, we came in first place. And that was wild. That was crazy wild.
Hilarious. That is crazy. Because I read Emergency a couple of years ago. And that sounds like it's straight out of his book. Like that's intense.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow. I might have to go back and give them another look because I was thinking about joining. I had about, I want to say maybe an hour and 20 minute call with one of the reps from them and sounded amazing, but I just wasn't 100% sure. I couldn't really talk to anyone who had done it before. So now after hearing your experience with it sounds like something I might be into.
Oh, you got to do it. Just do it. It's been life-changing and it's a fraction of the cost of a platinum partnership. It's just so cool.
I think it's like, what, $10,000 a year or something? Like, it's peanuts. It's nothing. Yeah. And you get a lot of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. Like, one of my intensives, or one of the intensives there, was on inner game and on healing your inner child. That was such an incredible experience. And then I ended up breaking up with my girlfriend at the time because I realized she wasn't right for me. And thank goodness, because she wasn't a good fit for me. And then later that year, I ended up getting introduced to now my wife through a platinum partner friend. So, it was an incredible, incredible thing. And still has been very valuable. Let's see, the last intensive I went to, I attended Most Interesting Man in the World intensive, which was this year. Uh-huh. So that was in March. And I learned some really cool stuff from that. That was really fun and practical. Yep.
Wow.
I highly recommend it.
So, Stefan, I want to take a bit of a pause for a second here. I am well surprised by this conversation. I expected to get you on here and talk to you for 60 minutes about SEO. And we are at the 60-minute mark right now, and we haven't even brought up SEO. So I'd be a little bit brave here, and I'm going to ask you for a second interview. Do you think you might be into that, Stefan?
I'm into it. For sure.
That's amazing because I had so much fun now talking about healing and spirituality and learning and seminars and all these really amazing things that I'm so, so passionate about. But at the same time, I really do want to learn from you about SEO because I think it is such a fundamental thing that people need to understand as entrepreneurs. And I would love to just learn from you. I would love to have you back on the show, Stefan.
Great. Let's do it.
So, Stefan, if people want to get a hold of you, if they want to listen to your podcast, where can they reach out to you?
Yeah, so they can go to my site, stephanspencer.com. They can email me directly, stephan@stephanspencer.com. Or if they're interested in my two podcast shows, they're at marketingspeak.com and optimizedgeek.com. If you're interested in learning SEO on your own, you can learn from either The Art of SEO, which is a great book, 1,000 pages though, so you're in for something, or you could check out my online courses at stephanspencer.com, or if you want to work with me directly, consulting or coaching, just email me, stephan@stephanspencer.com.
Excellent, and I'll make sure that we get you back on the show real soon, and then you can shed some light on SEO, because for me, it really is magic, so I'm excited to learn.
Yeah, it is a science, actually. It's magic, but it's a science.
It is a science to you, my friend. To me, it seems like magic. Thank you so much for your time, Stefan. I really enjoyed it.
Mikhail, it was fantastic and such a pleasure.
Hey everyone, I just want to tell you about a great opportunity. You see, we've had a massive interest lately in learning a second language, and I do a lot of my language training with my very good friend, Ollie Richard. We've been friends for 3 or 4 years now, and he's been on my program, and I've been on his program, and he spoke at my conferences, and I've spoke at his conferences, and he really is a genius. His techniques for teaching languages are just out of this world. He actually makes it fun and enjoyable. He was one of the main drivers for me rekindling my interest in Spanish. And under his tutelage and his advice and using his programs, I went from really crummy Spanish to quite fluent in a really short amount of time. So if you are looking to learn a second language or maybe even a third language, what I want you to do is go to expatmoneyshow.com/language, and it's going to redirect you to some of Ollie's best courses out there in the world, And there's some special promotions going on, some special opportunities for subscribers of my podcast. So I hope you take us up on this offer and go and check it out. That's expatmoneyshow.com/language to get the best resources in the world for learning a second language.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000 or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.